I want to talk today about personal responsibility. I figured today was a good day to talk about it because, well, because a lot of times when you talk about personal responsibility, it's in a moment that's just about yourself. But today's example is actually a better one, I think, because it's an example of how in a moment where I initially was holding someone else responsible, I ended up reflecting that there were all sorts of ways that I could have acted differently that would have led to a better outcome. So this morning, I posted about this, but I wanted to just lay it out more. So this morning, there was a bit of a time crunch. My wife had to drop her older daughter off at school a little earlier because she has a physical therapy appointment. And so my older daughter was feeling a bit of the time pressure, and I was sitting on the couch watching her rattle around, getting her things ready, and I realized that she hadn't packed her lunch the night before, that she was just doing it now. That she was kind of tight for time. And I asked her, what's she packing for lunch? And she said, oh, you know, a couple clementines, some dates, and then she admitted that she, for the last bunch of days, had just been getting a sun butter and jelly sandwich at school, instead of packing sort of the main part of the lunch. And I said, oh man, don't do that. That's not good for you. You know, and I didn't lay out for her in the moment of why it's not good for you, but I'll lay out for you it for you here. Guaranteed the school is using bread that is, you know, not like the bread I make at home. It's full of preservatives and all sorts of other things that allows bread to sit around in a cafeteria and not go bad for weeks on end. The sun butter they use is, first of all, I'm not a fan of sun butter. Barely a fan of peanut butter. But certainly whatever sun butter they have at the school is going to be full of, well, it's going to be rancid, probably, at some level. And just not good for you. From what my current understanding of what helps your body get the nutrition it needs, not good for you. And then jam, whatever, jam is jam. It's a lot of sugar, and I'm not opposed to having jam on a piece of toast, but, you know, sun butter and jam sandwich made at the school is basically calories and a bunch of hormone disrupting shit, as far as I'm concerned. So I said, no. Let's do some lunch here. And, she, you know, I said, well, I figured she didn't have much time. So I said, well, why don't you do yogurt and granola, right? That's good protein, you know, some good microbiome stuff. You make her own granola. It's good granola. Easy to do. She could throw in some frozen blueberries. Well, that, she had a protest to that, that the yogurt, no matter if she used, hold on, I gotta take the dog out of the pack. She's acting antsy. She's acting like she needs to get out. Come here. Let's go. Hold on, Maisie. Hold on, hold on. Maisie, hold on. Hey. Hold up. Hold up. Hold up. Hold up. Oh, man. It's getting hard with the old dog, making sure that she doesn't pee and poop on things. She doesn't really give us much warning that she needs to pee or poop, and so her rattling around in the basket on my back, sorry, is a sign that she probably needs to do something. Okay, so let Let me gather my thoughts. Where was I? Yogurt is no good as far as she's concerned. Even if you use an ice pack, it's not cold enough by the time lunch rolls around to be palatable. Okay, so trying to think about how we can deal with that. But in the meantime, I figured I would, you know, I said, okay, how about we make you a quesadilla and some hard-boiled eggs. She says, that sounds great. Whew, what a relief. And so I make her a bacon quesadilla because we have some bacon, and I hard-boil some eggs and sort of get her out the door. Literally the instant she needs to get out the door. Like, the eggs worked out just barely. But she went to school with some fruit, some nuts, bacon quesadilla, and some hard-boiled eggs. Now, she's been under a lot of stress this last week because it's tech week for her musical, so she's at school until 5 or even 7 at night rehearsing, and they're feeding kids essentially snack food after school to fuel them. So she's been eating a lot more crap than she normally has been. And I said to her, like, look, you know, it's all connected. You're feeling stressed and overwhelmed. Partly that's the, you know, our need to make sure that you have sleep and that you're on top of things and all that. But partly it's like when you eat more of this crap, you feel that way more. And so I don't particularly want to tell her that she can't eat that stuff, but I would like to crowd out as many of those calories with actual nutrition as I can. We went into January with the resolution that the girls were going to bring home lunch to school, because the elementary school has actually pretty high quality school lunch food. And so for most of the girls' lives, they've just had school lunch, and it's been actual homemade stuff made there in the school. Good quality food. When our daughter went to high school, we realized that the high school food is a fraction, a shadow of what the elementary school is in terms of the quality of its food. And we began to see that effect on our daughter, both physically and mentally. And we realized that for her sake, we should start having her bring home lunch, and that we should do it with both girls so that the younger daughter just avoids that altogether. So we started in January, and it's been going well, and in theory, when they're on top of it, they prepare a lunch in the evening. We try and have, you know, good options for them to have a varied diet and feel like there's different things they can eat. I should have seen this coming, this slide into the sun butter and jelly sandwiches, into the overwhelm. I should have seen it coming on a number of levels. First, I should have seen it coming because it's that time of year when New Year's resolutions start to fall away, right? Whatever, you know, just statistically, you're bound to hit something that throws you off your new game, and you sort of devolve back to the next easiest thing. And I should have also seen it coming because this is a stressful week. So of course it would happen now. And I should also have seen it coming because this is a week when a bunch of junk food is available to her as part of being in this play. And so it's kind of a perfect storm of a moment in time when this would happen. And I should have been more proactive at helping facilitate and even just flat out making her lunches to carry her through these moments when she has a lot on her plate and she feels overwhelmed. Because expecting her to take care of herself because that's the thing that's going to help her feel better when she's already feeling overwhelmed is, relatively unrealistic. I have a lot less stress in my life than she does in some ways, and I'm the adult who is fully in charge of what food is in the house and fully capable of making anything. That should fall to me to make certain that that happens. So this gets to the personal responsibility thing. I'm a big believer that, you know, the most important thing in any situation is to figure out what your responsibility is, right? And in this instance, there's a couple levels. First of all, there's lots that I could have done to have avoided being in the situation we're in now. And it's not an awful situation. Come here, Willa. I'm gonna take off your leash. Good girl. You know, I don't mean to overstate the thing. It's not like we're in some crisis. But insofar as she was feeling overwhelmed and upset, and I don't want her to feel that way, well, that's on me. And come on, in you go. Come on, Willa. But then there's a level of my responsibility for both anticipating and changing my own behavior so that I fix this thing in the moment. But then there's also my responsibility to hold those boundaries for my daughter. I was talking with one of my best friends the other day about how kids need boundaries. And she's 14 and she's, you know, a lot of times she acts older than she is, but she needs those boundaries in order, because she doesn't have the life experience that I do that indicates to me that these boundaries are important. So being as it that's I'm the one who felt like these boundaries were important for her, it's up to me to hold those boundaries for her. So, you know, on the one hand, I didn't take enough responsibility for helping her before I realized what was going on. On the other hand, I did take the proper responsibility. It was so tempting in that moment to just say, okay, you know, sun butter and jam sandwich. All right, just for now, but, you know, after the play, you're going back to home lunch, right? I'm sure that's what she was hoping I was going to say. But she was actually really relieved to have me say, nope, you're not doing that. And I'm going to help you not do that. Right? That was a much more powerful message for her than to say, you know, when you feel overwhelmed, go ahead and flex the rules. Or not the rules. Go ahead and flex the things that you know to be true. Because that's a moment when you can tell yourself it's all right to do so. I don't think any kid wants to hear that. I don't think they want to think that. I think they want to think the rules are there for a good reason. And like when you put in effort to hold yourself to whatever thing it was that you are committed to, right? And she didn't come up with the idea of having home lunch herself, but she was bought in, right? I told her all about why it was important, and she was bought in. It wasn't something she was resisting. I think when we let ourselves off the hook for those things, we disappoint ourselves. And so I think me not letting her off the hook, holding her to that standard, then helping her stay at that standard, I think was a big relief. Whenever my girls come to me and complain about something, my instinct is to help them understand what they did that played a role in that thing that's bothering them. Right? Some kid is teasing them. Well, what did you do? Or
what didn't you do? What could you do differently that would elicit a different response? What should you do now that that's happened? You know, my younger daughter has a kid who, when he started new at their school in the fall, and he's a class clown, and I think just sort of a normal rambunctious boy, and he was like nails on a chalkboard to her, and they hated each other, and everything he did bothered her, and I had to listen to so much of her complaining about him in the fall as we'd walk to school. And this morning, as we walked to school, she was telling me about how they were talking, they were joking with each other on the bus about how, you know, they're going to start getting letter grades as opposed to evaluations, and they were joking about how terrible their grades were going to be, and then he found some moldy jerky in a bag underneath one of the seats and was teasing her that he'd found her jerky, and like that they were laughing together, that she was like, we're not quite friends, are we frenemies? And I was like, no, that's when you have a friend who's actually your enemy. You, right here, you have an enemy who's actually your friend. You're like an ena friend. She liked that phrase. But what I said to her was like, look, when you hated this kid in the fall, the thing you wanted was for him to completely change to this other thing. And here you are, you're being friendly with each other. He has not completely changed. And you have not completely changed. You've both changed just a little bit in your attitude towards each other. And that has been enough to completely flip. How this dynamic is. It takes two to tango. And until you were willing to change what you wanted from this kid, to understand how your reaction was feeding this animosity, it wasn't going to change. Come on, Maisie, let's go in the house. So that's the sort of thing that I try and get the girls to see is what role they play in the things that are bothering them and how they can change them to be different. Maisie, come on, let's go in the house. Come on. Let's go. Come on. And, you know, it's not often that I have a moment with as much clarity as I just had about the ways in which my own behavior could better support the things that I want out of the people around me. But I'm grateful to have had it this morning because I do continue to think that you can't control other people, but you can control yourself. You can change yourself. And in changing yourself, paradoxically, you go on to change the behavior of other people through serving them in the ways that you have not been. Thank you for listening. Talk tomorrow.